Hi, this is Terry Griffith, and you're listening to Bark Radio. This is the second installment in the Helping Hands Veterinary Clinic interview with Dee Did. This one specifically on lumps and bumps. So, good information. Enjoy the interview.
Greetings, Bark Radio listeners. I'm here today with Lori and Jackie from Helping Hands in Richmond, Virginia. And Lori, we're going to talk about bumps and lumps today, aren't we?
That sounds great. That's a lot of what we do here at Helping Hands.
So tell our listeners what the most common kind of surgery you do here that relates to bumps and lumps.
Well, it's probably about 60% of the surgeries we do is removing growths from animals, both dogs and cats. Probably the most common growth that we remove are breast cancer growths. People don't really realize how prevalent it is. They certainly are well aware of it in women, just because you hear about it all the time with women. But they don't realize that dogs and cats have multiple breasts. Dogs have usually anywhere between 8 and 12, and cats usually 6 to 8. So breast cancer is very common in animals as well. We see it mostly in dogs and cats that have not been altered. Not been spayed or neutered.
Wow.
We know that this disease is driven by hormones, so having your pet spayed or neutered before their first heat can reduce their incidence of breast cancer by 85%.
That's huge.
Yes.
That number is just incredible. It's such a great preventative.
Absolutely. It's the number one reason probably for having your pet spayed and neutered, second to controlling pet population.
Just a side note, and then we'll return to breast cancer in dogs. Does that... is it the same for testicular cancer in males?
Yes, absolutely, because if you don't have testicles, then you can't get cancer in them, but it definitely significantly reduces the chance of prostate cancer as well.
Excellent. Okay, now back to those mammary glands. First of all, folks probably don't think of it a lot because not everyone pets their dog on their belly, right?
Yep, another mm-hmm. reason that we see a lot of it. People mostly pet their dogs on the head or on the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when the dog rolls over and shows its belly, and only submissive dogs are going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest reason that we see them. And when we do see them, oftentimes they're quite large because people don't know they're there for quite some time.
Wow. So, you know, we all love our dogs. This is another reason to pet them often and pet them all over.
Pet them all over, yeah.
Yeah. Get under that belly.
Yep, the dogs will enjoy it. And, you know, you bond with your pet while you're doing it and discovering any lump or bump, anything that's unusual. But oftentimes if someone calls and says, well, I think my pet has something, you know, it feels like a little bit of a bump on wherever, but I don't know if it's really a bump. I say, well, is there one on the other side? If there's a matching one on the other side, maybe it's supposed to be there. But if there is not a matching one, you know, it probably needs to be looked at.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a good, you know, just your pets will enjoy it. Get the brush out, give them a bath a couple mm-hmm. times a year. And while you are doing it, really feel those things. And if you find them, address them when they're small. I say a few things to people when they ask about a bump, especially when they're small. They say, well, if it's small, should I worry about it? And I say, well, you know, it's really entirely up to you. It's your pet. But if you do it while it's small and you get it off, it's easier on your pet for recovering. It's easier on the doctor for removing it. And it's easier on your pocketbook, because the smaller it is, the less expensive it is. So getting them off early oftentimes saves a lot. You know, the animals recover much quicker if
right.
the surgical site is smaller.
Right.
And the doctor has to keep the animal under for a shorter amount of time because it takes her less time. And again, you don't have to work as hard because your bill will be smaller.
The other thing on that note is that a lot of people don't realize that when you're removing a growth, you try to remove healthy tissue from around it as well, in order to ensure that you're getting what we call clean margins or good, we get all of it, if you
right.
will. So even though you're seeing a growth that's only an inch, that means the incision is probably going to be 2 or 3 inches.
Another good reason for do it when it's small.
Right.
Wow.
Which plays along with what Jackie was saying, how it's an easier recovery for mm-hmm. the animal to get it off when it's the size of a pea rather than waiting till it's the size of your thumb.
And do males get breast cancer?
They can, just like human males can, but it is
not usual.
Much rare.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our girl dogs are the ones that we have to worry about, and we need to spay them early.
Right. Absolutely. Very good. But male dogs can get lumps and bumps anywhere on the body. Breast cancer, of course, being the most common thing we mm-hmm. see, but we see lots of other growths, and some are benign and some are more serious. But again, it all goes back to early detection imparts early cure.
So just in brief, what are the other kinds of lumps and bumps that you find, other than, you know, the kind that are related to the mammary glands?
We oftentimes see a lot of cysts that we remove that get under the skin, mm-hmm. and they can grow quite large just because they end up being full of bodily fluids, similar to a pimple that's gone mad and grows really big. And you can pop them and drain them, but they just continue to refill unless you get that cystic lining out. And so we remove a lot of cysts.
Okay.
A lot of times in intact males, talk about males getting cancer, mm-hmm. they get cancers around their anus,
mm-hmm.
And that we know those types are driven by hormones as well. So that's
really?
A good reason to neuter your dog, not only for testicular and prostate, but also for anal gland. Adenocarcinomas are common in intact male
dogs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Who knew? This is great information for our listeners. Seriously, Lori and Jackie, because, you know, we tend to get our dogs and just go, they're going to be healthy forever. We don't even think that, you know, just a bump can shorten their lives.
Right. Another common tumor we see on dogs is a mast cell tumor. Mast cells are the type of cell that are responsible for allergic reactions. So when you get bit by a bug and you develop a welt or a hive, mm-hmm. those mast cells are the ones that are releasing their granules and causing that swelling. And so oftentimes people will come in and they say, well, my dog had this growth, but then 2 days later it got smaller, and then 3 days later it got bigger again. And so anytime people mention that to me, that the growth is constantly shrinking and growing and shrinking and growing, we know there's a really good chance that that's what's called a mast cell tumor. And those are malignant tumors.
Really?
And can spread. And so getting those off early, if you see something that's changing rapidly, even in a positive direction, sometimes isn't so positive.
Wow.
Because it's mm-hmm. simply those mast cells at work.
Really? That's mm-hmm. fascinating, man.
And one of the other things I was going to say that sometimes people don't think about is, if a dog has a growth on its leg, and that growth may be relatively small, they don't really think about doing something about it because it's small and it's just sort of sitting there. A lot of times we see them when they come in and that growth has now not only on the leg, it has sort of started to band around the leg. One of the things that happens is if they get it off early, there's lots of skin to pull together, so much easier on the pet. And before it invades any of those spaces, the muscle and the ligaments, you know, it can come off quite easily. But when you wait a long time, and then they wonder why their dogs have to go home with a big bandage on their leg, and we're telling them to put baggies over it, and
wow.
so much easier. You know, I think that really the best thing they can do is you find something unusual, whether it's us, your vet, whoever it is, it doesn't matter who takes it off or who looks at it, have it seen. At least that way you know if it's something scary.
Well, now I don't think most of us folks who aren't involved in veterinary medicine think about the fact that that small thing on a leg, a dog's leg, can be growing inside.
Right.
I mean, it's stupid not to think of that, but we don't. You just see a little small thing, no big deal, and we'll take care of it sometime later. But that's so important for people to know.
Yeah, you just think of it as...
they become invasive.
That's it. Sometimes they just look like a wart on the surface.
Right.
What they don't realize is that they're really... like an octopus under the surface. There are all these little tentacles that are going out. And, you know, I think that we all love our pets. We mm-hmm. just want to do what's best for them. But sometimes we don't even know what's best for them. Sometimes we think leaving it alone is best for them because we worry about anesthesia and, you know, what are the risks involved. And we forget that, you know, things have changed. Anesthesia is so much safer now than it ever was. And that's no longer the risk. The risk may be that your pet may lose something like a leg because
right.
you wait such a long
Heaven
time.
Heaven forbid an amputation.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as a surgeon, an amputation sometimes is required. Like Jackie said, if they get too big, they don't realize there's just not any skin there to even close it. If
wow.
the growth gets that big, you have to have enough skin to close the wound. And so things on the leg or the toes or the tail, there's
need
not a lot of skin
to.
There
yeah.
to begin with, so
right.
getting them off sometimes is impossible without doing an amputation.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man, just great. Listeners, listen up good, because I know we all love our dogs, you know, and we're getting great tips from people who see this every day. And I think it would have to be horrible for you to have those situations where someone brings their pet in where if you'd done the surgery 2 years ago, it would have been so much simpler.
Right.
And how horrible to see a leg that does have to come off because someone waited too long.
Right. And that's what we're hoping, that our prices are low enough that people don't have to wait. They can afford to do it right now.
Folks, if you're anywhere near Richmond, Virginia, and well, even if you're not, come see Lori. She's, you know, like got this great veterinary practice, and Jackie of all trades is here with her, and they will take such good care of you. If you want to learn more about them and their practice, what is the web address?
www.helpinghandsvetva.com.
You'll find all their prices there?
Yes, all our prices are listed, so you'll know before you ever walk in our door exactly what you'll be asked to pay.
And they're on Facebook, and they're going to be in Wolfs and Wags magazine. They're just going to be everywhere. Talk about invasive. Lori, Jackie, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude.